WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Arthur Miller, whose Death of a Salesman is considered one of the most influential plays ever written for the American stage, died last night of congestive heart failure. He was 89. Death of a Salesman premiered on Broadway in 1949, with Lee J. Cobb as the delusional and ultimately defeated Willie Loman. The themes of the play continued to speak to different decades and generations, with revival productions starring George C. Scott in 1975, Dustin Hoffman in 1984, and Brian Dennehy in 1999. Terry Less spoke to Arthur Miller in 1987 on the publication of his autobiography titled Time Bends. Many people told him that Willie Loman reminded them of their own fathers. Terry asked Arthur Miller if Willie Loman was based on his father.
Oh, no, my father was quite a different fellow. It was rather based on a group, maybe, of people, including myself. But my father was a far more realistic person than Willie Loman.
Did you have relatives who were salesmen?
Many, yeah, and friends, and it seems to me the whole United States is engaged in selling. But as it turns out, over the years, most of the world recognizes what's at the bottom of that idea, namely that Willie is trying to become great without being great, and which is what most of us are doing or dreaming about doing. So the selling part of it is rather minimally significant, I would think.
Your father was in business. I think some of your uncles were in business. You became a playwright. Were you determined to stay out of the business world?
Well, it was determined for me since I never could add very well or multiply or subtract. And if you don't do those things, you can't be in business. And my temperament was completely opposite to a businessman's temperament. I could easily be distracted by some entertaining idea or something that amused me. And businessmen have to be very disciplined people. They have to put out of their minds everything that's really interesting and stick with money-making, which I could do for maybe 5 minutes, but not longer. So it was determined beforehand that I would never be in business.
I read somewhere that several corporations invited you to speak to their sales managers after Death of a Salesman opened.
Yeah, I was supposed to be a sales expert. Of course, I've never sold anything. I don't know how I would start to do it. And I managed to turn down those invitations. Although, had I had more chutzpah, I probably should have done it.
To tell them what?
Well, I should have addressed these salesmen and told them how to do it so that they could commit suicide later. But it was that silly. But I managed not to do it.
You once said that, Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman says, I still feel kind of temporary about myself. And you once said that summed up your condition through life. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. It's that I'm open to tomorrow morning. I don't feel settled in any way. I think that it's very difficult in the 20th century to continue feeling if you think everything is foreclosed. Life is open-ended. Anything can happen. And I wouldn't say prepared for it, but I'm sort of looking over my shoulder. In that sense, temporary about myself, yes. You know, life goes on developing even when you get to be an ancient mariner like me. It's different from year to year, month to month.
Arthur Miller, speaking with Terry Gross in 1987. He died yesterday at age 89.